we'd like to introduce the beautiful, inspiring, strong mother that we've watched over the past couple of weeks tell her story. So I'd like to introduce Michelle Turvey to the stage. So if you just can all make her feel really welcome on her young classes.
My boy talks to me every day through my heart and tells me what I need to do. For some reason, he told me to find his first year school report. And I guess it sums up that he died a leader. He will have followers, but I want you to all know how young it started. And I might not have seen that at all times, but my goodness, I get it. Cassie's attended the Murichnunga Community College, so as I said, this is his first report. Cassie's has made very pleasing progress across all learning areas. He is a helpful, considerate and enthusiastic class member who always enjoys being challenged. He has demonstrated very good understanding of many topics covered this year and has begun to work to a high standard of presentation of his written, oral and illustrated work. This demonstrates his willingness and self-motivation to succeed. Cassius takes pride in his work and often contributes to his peers' successes with a positive attitude. Cassius has been a pleasure to teach, and I've had that pleasure of teaching him. So has his father. So has his brothers. His grandmother. His grandfather, rest in peace, old Bob. All families. All his friends. He was taught well. That's it for me.
Since Cassius's attack, it has put fear into myself as a parent with young children. Our family has been torn apart from losing our big baby. He was truly a beautiful old soul. I replay his unique laugh in my head. It was such a goofy laugh, and you could hear it when he was at home. My babies desperately miss their Uncle Cassie each and every day. They keep saying to me, "Mummy, is Uncle Cassie feeling better? Can we pick him up now? Can we bring him home?" My heart breaks for them, knowing that in 7 weeks will be Christmas and he will not be here with us. Our family is not only shattered, but we are broken, with a feeling of emptiness in our family. While we march the streets of Boorloo, I want you to all remember that we are not violent people. This is not a violent rally. This is a rally to seek justice for Cassius. May we call upon our ancestors to give us strength and to show Australia today that we as a country need change for all of our children.
The very fabric of society has been broken and torn apart, and the very journey in which we need to be as a community and as a people and as a nation is being threatened. And for me, standing and coming here today, I look out and I see all the faces that are all in unison, that are understanding what's been happening here, not just in this beautiful city of Perth, but right across this country and indeed all around the world, that we as a nation are standing at a crossroad. And it's, what steps do we take next? And what is the next initiative that we are going to do in relation to a new story for this country, in which we need to say, what is the way forward for a united and committed and an Australia that is moving together? And I'm reminded of the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who made a comment when he said that Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And today it's the love of this young man that's drawn everyone together in a response that's been truly overwhelming.
This is about love, not about hate. Today love conquers. So when I say to you, Cassius Turvey Ingarurule, what do you say? Beautiful. Oh, Cassius Turvey Ingarurule! Young one, there are no words. It was an abomination. That word is not strong enough for the harrow, a mother's loss, an injustice. It's beyond a tragedy. It's the end of a world. And I feel the harrow as a father, as a parent, that anyone would have for their children. We weren't put on this earth to bury our children before our time. We weren't put on this earth for that. We can change this nation's story. Much of it is changing, but not at the rapid pace that it should. Our constitution is still racialized. It is still scribbled with racism and white Australia policy directives. Section 121, 122, section 50 and 51 still haven't been deleted from the Australian constitution that racialize our constitution, scribbled together during a time of apartheid and eugenics. And this is what has led today to the most horrific incarceration rate in the world. Western Australia is the mother of all jailers of First Nations people, of any people racialized anywhere in the world. We are the mother of all jailers. 1 in 12 of First Nations adult males are in prison today, right now. That's higher than the Black American, Latin American, and Native American jail rates racialized. Pat Dudgeon and I worked together on the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Suicide Prevention Evaluation Project from 2014 to 2017 to bring an awareness of suicidality. 1 in 50 Australians die by suicide. It's a leading cause of death. But for First Nations, when we started, it was 1 in 23. And today, 1 in 16 First Nations deaths is a suicide. Our children and our older people should not be dying at that pace because they have surrendered all hope. We need the voices of Michelle, because what took young one's life was another human being. He was in the right place at the right time in his school uniform. On his way home, on his way to a future of leadership, of potential leadership, of a life that had overwhelmed the challenges his parents had gone through. My heart breaks and aches as all of your hearts break and ache because they come together. But all of you must make this individual Australian of the Year. She should be in our parliament as a leading voice, but as Australian of the Year, as Fiona Stanley was, in legacy to Cassius, who was denied the future and the opportunity, the life that he should have had.
Cassius Turvey, a proud Noongar Nyamaji 15-year-old boy, had a bright future ahead of him. He was described as a gentle giant, a vibrant, caring jokester, and a bright and humble boy. He brought joy to many of his friends and local community. He was a beautiful young man with a bright future cut short. The Western Australian Police Commissioner has urged people not to jump to any conclusions of racism and that it was a case of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. He has since apologised for those words. We know that these kinds of victim-blaming comments are hateful but not uncommon to the many Aboriginal people who've been let down by the justice system and who experience perpetual grief of race-related violence. We share the outrage and acknowledge the re-traumatisation
felt by Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander families and communities right across Australia. We sent a message out from our university, and we know that most people are outraged and grieving about what happened. We said in that message that all Australians have a role to play in fighting injustice, that we live in a society that's built on Western colonial values, and those systems continue to uphold those values. The message said that white peoples who benefit from a system that privileges them must work alongside Indigenous people to make governments accountable for their actions and to uphold and protect the human rights of the First Nation peoples of this nation.
I had the absolute privilege to know Cassius through an art program run by my nan and Swami Senior High School. I remember the moment he walked into the room, up with his goofy smile on his face, and he went straight to work. He didn't have to be asked twice. When he made a little mistake, he just looked up at me and smiled as if he were asking me to cover it up, so I did, because how could you say no to him? He was such a well-mannered and respectful kid to everyone, no matter who you were. Our community has really lost such a beautiful soul. We were talking about Cassius yesterday, and Nan was saying how he was always so happy and smiling, and how he would always, without fail, say good morning and goodbye to my nan and the bus driver. Words cannot describe the hurt we have all felt finding out about this tragedy. The energy at Swanview Senior High School has shifted in the past week. Students and teachers have come together to celebrate the life and mourn the death of Cassius. Teachers have printed out flyers for the community barbecue and vigil, and have made these t-shirts with his face and the saying Kids Matter on it. Cassius Turvey's death was felt by everyone, doesn't matter if you knew him or not. So Australia, we now need to stand up. How do we keep letting this happen? When will enough be enough?
The life of a child is sacred. The death of a child is a tragedy. This child was not born with a risk to die, but with a promise to live and lead an outstanding life. He may have been another Martin Luther King, sharing with us his dream for a future of equal opportunity and chances. He may have been another Archie Roach, or an Adam Goods, or a male Donald Wallum, making a stand for justice and against racism. He would have been a wonderful father to the next generation of Turvey kids, participating in the workforce and working to better himself and help others as well. He will never be these things because he is dead. Murdered at 15, walking home from school. He was doing the right thing at the right time. His murderer was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he did the wrong thing. What does justice for Cassius look like? It looks like justice for every Aboriginal Kulunga kid. It's about our leaders acknowledging that racism exists across Australia in all aspects of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lives. Whilst this case is before the courts, we hesitate to publicly call this death a racially motivated deed. However, it is clear that racism is endemic in Australia. We see it in health and police systems, the Miss Do case, for example, in justice, Banksia and Casuarina, in education, child protection. Michelle, you want us to help all kids, but we want our leaders and those with power and influence to put in place environments where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids have the same or better chances than other Australian kids.
My heart goes out to all of the people in Midland because the community has lost a child. All of Western Australia has lost a child. Multicultural Western Australia has lost a child. Forget about the racism. We need to start getting over the racism. The racism, this country was built on racism, we know. But as a people and moving forward, we need to get over it and build a bridge and start coming together with love for all.
Everybody in big loud voice, Forever 15. Forever 15.
Forever 15.
You know, we need to understand that since colonialism, racism has never gone away. It's just entrenched in government systems and the mindsets of some people in society. And it's only through unity that we can walk together as one to educate our future generations so that they don't grow up with that colonial mindset and understand that we all walk together in, as one as this, in this country, and Aboriginal people should be embraced as the oldest living cultural people in the whole entire world.